Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Thursday morning, August 13th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
A News Breaks. AZIOA Holdings, Inc. Featured in AINEWI editorial on AI infrastructure demand. In recent news, AZIOA Holdings was featured in an AINEWS Wire editorial discussing the growing demand for AI infrastructure. The editorial highlighted the company's efforts in developing integrated infrastructure platforms to support AI growth. With global electricity consumption by data centers expected to double by 2030, AZIO's initiatives in digital power, data center development, and GPU deployment are crucial. For more details, visit the company's newsroom. Mission IR News Breaks. Daxos.ai Incret reports record Q2 revenue of $2.46 million. A 1,337% increase year-over-year. The company's GAAP net income was $241,056, reflecting a gain from the sale of gaming assets. Revenue per advertising dollar improved by 20% sequentially to $0.78. Daxos plans to focus on increasing recurring revenue and maintaining discipline in operating expenditures for the rest of 2026.
Investor News Breaks: Earth Science Tech, Inc. acquires Meduvo, expands pharmacy network to 34 U.S. jurisdictions. Earth Science Tech has acquired Meduvo LLC, a compounding pharmacy in California, expanding its network to 34 U.S. jurisdictions. The company aims to meet sterility requirements and obtain full regulatory certification for sterile compounding by 2028. ETST is pursuing additional state approvals for nationwide coverage. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IR News Breaks. Boxable, Inc. launches partnership initiative to advance affordable housing at scale. Boxable, Inc. has launched a partnership initiative to drive affordable housing at scale. The company is seeking collaborations in various areas, like manufacturing, installation, development, and more. Potential partnerships could involve acquisitions, joint ventures, talent additions, and technology transactions. Interested parties can express their interest through the company's website or phone, with transactions subject to due diligence and approvals.
Upscene, you earns a place among the top 3% of the Inc. 5000, ranking it among America's fastest-growing private companies. Upscene, you has secured a spot in the top 3% of the Inc. 5000, ranking as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. The mental health provider for Spanish speakers sees this recognition as a reflection of a cultural shift towards prioritizing emotional well-being. With a remarkable 2,227% growth in the past 3 years, Opinio aims to make culturally competent care accessible to millions of Spanish-speaking individuals globally.
FG Brands launches Franchise Industries' first dual-concept beauty studio. FG Brands has launched the Franchise Industries' first dual-concept beauty studio featuring Bear and Soul and Trade and Facial Collective and Reg under one roof. The unique collaboration offers clients a comprehensive range of skincare treatments. The studio in Birmingham, Alabama, set to open on August 21st, is expected to generate over $1,250,000 in revenue in its first year. CEO John Zalud stated that the co-location model aims to provide clients with exceptional value and convenience while driving revenue growth for franchise partners.
NeuralOne reports fiscal Q3 2026 financial results. Revenues increase 16% YYY to $2 million. Gross margins expand to 59.9%. NeuralOne reported a 16% increase in revenues to $2 million for fiscal Q3 2026, with gross margins expanding to 59.9%. The company also received $2.70 million in product orders, surpassing shipments. NeuralOne obtained ISO 13485 certification ahead of schedule, enabling international expansion plans. The Stereo CED drug delivery system is set for availability in research and clinical studies by the end of fiscal year 2026.
Thingin League Agricultural and Tourism Consumption Carnival. Teamed Taste the Best of Hengen, Discover the Grasslands in Beijing, recently opened in Beijing. Showcasing eco-friendly agricultural and livestock products, the event aimed to promote green development and increase local incomes. Key highlights included the beef cattle and rice industries, attracting attention for potential partnerships and industry advancements. Hengen League's efforts have transformed ecological advantages into industrial strengths, benefiting local communities and fostering prosperity.
Cantrell Road Office Park renovation targets professional services tenants. Cantrell Road Office Park in West Little Rock has completed a full renovation, targeting professional services tenants. The complex, located on Highway 10, offers updated facilities and enhanced amenities along a high-traffic corridor, with direct access to Channel Parkway retail and proximity to downtown Little Rock. The property is poised to attract businesses seeking modern office space in a convenient location.
NunPI's Mitch Gold to meet with select brands at Newtopia Now. Nutritional Products International, NPI founder and CEO Mitch Gold will be at Newtopia Now 2026 in Denver to meet with select brands seeking experienced partners for U.S. self-market. Growth. Gold's extensive retail experience includes securing multi-million dollar orders from major retailers like Walmart and Amazon. He looks forward to collaborating with innovative brands at the event, aiming to build long-term success together.
Fort Myers estate planning attorney Barbara M. Pizzolatto marks over 38 years guiding families through estate planning, probate, and trustadministration.com. Barbara M. Pizzolatto, PA, a Fort Myers-based law firm, celebrates over 38 years of providing estate planning, probate, and trust administration services in Southwest Florida. Led by attorney Barbara M. Pizzolatto, the firm assists individuals, families, and business owners with legal tools to protect assets and ensure clarity in decision-making. Ms. Pizzolatto's expertise and dedication have earned her prestigious recognitions in the legal community.
Coconut Software launches advanced matching to help banks pair every client with the right advisor. Coconut Software has launched advanced matching, a new feature aiming to help financial institutions pair clients with the perfect advisor. This intelligent routing tool goes beyond basic availability, considering factors like expertise, language, and service type. By utilizing rules-based intelligence, institutions can ensure each appointment is directed to the best suited advisor, enhancing the overall client experience and driving better outcomes. GenConnect joins AV and cabling to IT services across Sydney. GenConnect Technologies has expanded its technology offering for Sydney businesses, integrating boardroom AV and structured cabling services with its IT and telecommunications capabilities. This move aims to provide a single accountable partner across all technology disciplines, streamlining coordination for businesses. With over 20 years of industry experience and partnerships with Cisco and Microsoft, GenConnect offers solutions aligned with businesses' existing software platforms. A new category is emerging in the premium residential market. A new category is emerging in the premium residential market called the Presidents. Experts note a rise in demand for this self-contained, service-led residential format designed for multi-generational ownership. With the number of ultra-wealthy households increasing globally the president's trend reflects a shift towards space, privacy, well-being, and homes meant to be passed down through generations. This distinct category is defined by specific criteria, including a 5-star hotel, extensive infrastructure, and a focus on community.
Stonegate updates coverage on SES AI Corp. 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on SES AI Corporation, noting improvements in commercialization, despite lower sequential revenue in 2Q26. The company's broader commercial strategy is gaining traction, with all 4 product lines contributing to growth. SolarC certification is expanding UZ Energy's U.S. Southwest opportunity, and the NDAA drone pipeline indicates strong demand. FY26 guidance remains unchanged, with a clear path forward for SS, drones, materials, and molecular universe. Okay, so thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.